tremendous passage that we always read at Christmas. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. But what I want to focus on is at verse 12. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. To all who received him. What's it like receiving gifts? Are you looking forward to tomorrow? Perhaps some of you, and I know some family customs, perhaps you've opened some presents already tonight. And I'm sure as you look forward, you will take those gifts with excitement and thanks, receiving with love what is given with love. But I wonder, perhaps you might put it aside and say, not now, I might look later. How do you think the giver of that gift will feel about that? And I wonder what might make us feel that we would respond ungratefully. Is it that we feel unworthy of this gift? Is it that we feel that it's not necessary? And is that not sometimes how we respond to the gift that God has for us? That we think that we are not worthy to receive this great gift of salvation through Jesus Christ from God the Father. Or we don't think that we need that gift of salvation. Because my life is fine. I'm not aware that I'm doing anything wrong in this world. And yet, we all of us drift away from God. We all fall short of his standard. And God's gift is life and light in the darkness of this world. Jesus is a signal gift of God's love to each one of us. The beginning of that epistle, of that gospel, we read about Jesus being in the beginning, and out of chaos came order at that beginning. Jesus, the Son, with the Father and the Spirit, all involved in creation, as we read the account in Genesis. And in our lives today, out of confusion comes direction. Jesus came and was born as a human and experiences and shares in our pain. He is both God and man. And Jesus reveals God the Father to us through God the Son. He is the light shining in that darkness, as we have seen with all the candles and that white candle we have there representing Christ as the light of the world. And if we receive that gift, then he helps to bring meaning, purpose, and fulfillment where there might be none. To whom is this gift offered? It's offered to us all. No one is unworthy. If it were down to our merits of how we felt we were, then none would receive God's gift. But it's what God is, not what we do, that brings that gift to us. He is this munificent giver for which we must be thankful. And all God asks is that we respond and we gratefully receive his gift. For no one is beyond God's mercy. This is a gift for anyone. Don't write ourselves off. We have indeed all sinned and fall short of God's glory. But it is that question of faith that we take that first small step, accept the gift that we are given, because we are put right as we accept that gift of Jesus. We are put right with God by his grace. I suggest that believing and receiving are two sides of the same coin. Because if we believe in Christ as we talk of him, as we celebrate his birth, and then we let him in, then we instantly have the right to call ourselves children of God. And so I invite you to be embraced as a child, as a member of his family. And so my prayer is that God makes himself known to any who might not know him tonight. Because he wants to make himself to all who profess a faith. Whether it's men or women, saints or sinners, honoured or outcast, known or unknown, we are all known to God. And like someone who is ill, who needs to acknowledge the need for medical intervention, we all, whether we have accepted that intervention over many years, or whether we are challenged tonight, need to accept that intervention of God for our spiritual well-being. So that gift is offered to us all here tonight. It is the best gift you could ever want. And I know that those of you who have already accepted Jesus as your Saviour will enjoy and continue to enjoy him being with you and savour this life-giving gift. And if you haven't, then I urge you to accept it with eagerness and with joy. We are often blinded by the things of the world, particularly with the secular celebration of Christmas. And the God of this world, Satan, keeps us from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. So may this Christmas be for all of us that one where we just take that step closer to the purpose and the fulfillment that God wants of us all. And may God shine his light into the dark places of our lives where we need to put our trust in him. And as we gather around the communion table tonight, we remember that great gift that Jesus gave us of his life, that we would be saved from the consequence of our sins. He gave himself to die in our place. And so as we gather to remember his overcoming the darkness of sin through the light of his life, I invite you to share around the Lord's table, if it is your practice to do so. And I invite you to come for a blessing, if that is what you prefer. So as we gather this evening, let us remember and let us accept with joy the gift of Jesus Christ. Amen.